Now, the Road Safety Authority has urged parents not to buy electric scooters for children this Christmas. It comes after figures released by An Garda Síochána show an increase in the number of scooters involved in collisions. Electric scooters have become increasingly popular among commuters in recent years, but the law prohibits their use on public roads, something those who use them want to see being changed. I've been finding out more.
My walk to the office was maybe 40-50 minutes, which is good exercise, so I didn't mind it. But at the same time, the scooter turned it into a 10-minute scoot.
They're a modern feature of urban life, electric scooters. Thousands of them are now being used every day by commuters in cities and towns across the country.
I used to tell people, I used to go to work on a Monday morning with a smile on my face because you kind of look forward to commute. It was a bit of, I don't want to say it was a toy because it is a serious enough piece of transport, but you do enjoy it an awful lot more.
That's Marty Meaney. He runs the technology website Goost.ie and is also an electric scooter user. Or at least he was, until about a year ago when two things happened. He heard that one scooter user was prosecuted and given 5 penalty points, and then he himself was stopped on his scooter in Dublin city centre.
There was one day I was going down Nassau Street myself, and a guard did actually stop me from Garda traffic. Told me I shouldn't be driving a scooter. I went through the whole explanation of it's not mechanically propelled because I have to kickstart it myself. And I was let go with a warning and walked off up the road pushing the scooter instead of actually riding it.
And Marty isn't the only scooter user who's had a brush with the law. So far this year, Gardaí have seized or detained 91 electric scooters and have prosecuted 46 cases involving an electric scooter user. We asked the Road Safety Authority if the law was clear. Here's its spokesman, Brian Farrell.
Devices such as electric scooters or e-scooters are classified as mechanically propelled vehicles. Currently in Ireland, because electric scooters are considered to be mechanically propelled vehicles, they are subject to road traffic legislation, therefore require registration, motor tax, driving license and insurance when used on a public road. As these devices fail to meet the criteria for vehicle registration, that is minimum required safety standards, they're not permitted for use on public roads in Ireland. If they are used on a public road, the operator can be subject to enforcement action by An Garda Síochána.
So the law is clear, you can't use them on a public road. But that hasn't stopped people from buying them in their thousands.
My name is Paddy O'Brien and I'm a co-founder and co-director of Loco Scooters Limited.
Paddy sells electric scooters, and when I met him at his depot in Ballymount this week, he was preparing for a busy Christmas period ahead.
Absolutely. So over the last number of days, especially with the level 5 restrictions, we've noticed an increase in the number of phone calls, just asking general questions about electric scooters and kind of price and availability. And understandably, that's going to increase with the Christmas period coming. So we'd hope to sell out between now and the first week in January, and that would be maybe 350, 400 units total. We see a huge increase in demand from parents and from commuters alike.
And he says all buyers are informed of the law when they purchase from him.
At the moment, people are kind of taking their own chances with them, anyone that you see using them on the streets. We present a notice to all prospective customers on our website which indicates the requirements under the Road Traffic Act for the users to have license and tax and insurance the same as any other road user apart from bicycles and pedestrians. And after that, then what they do with them, I guess, is for their own determination.
But despite the warnings, people continue to buy and use them on public roads. Opposition parties, including Sinn Féin, say it's time to regulate their use. Here's the party's transport spokesman, Darren O'Rourke.
They're not for everybody, but e-scooters, they're part of the mobility and transport landscape at this stage. And what's needed is regulation and legislation to provide for them.
The Department of Transport says there is a promise in the programme for government to legislate for the use of electric scooters. A spokeswoman told this programme that the government appreciates the importance of regulating this new sector as a matter of urgency, and work is underway in this regard. But she also pointed out that it is currently illegal to use them on public roads. So what advice does the Road Safety Authority have for anyone considering buying them this Christmas? Here's Brian Farrell again.
Some parents may be considering e-scooters as a Christmas gift this year, and our advice would be that, look, e-scooters can travel at considerable speed and in the hands of children could be high risk. There are lots of other safer gifts to get a child this Christmas that will bring them many years of enjoyment and happiness. And, you know, as they say, if it's the thought that counts, think again, maybe if you're considering buying an e-scooter.
There were 37 collisions involving electric scooters so far this year, but there's still no legislation regulating their speed or safety, even for users on private property. So it appears this is a case where the law is out of line with public demand. And scooter users like Marty Meaney say the time has come for legislators to catch up.
You could see electric scooters were already on the roads in their thousands. The correct term to use is the horse is bolted, because they're already out there, they're being used. We just need a framework for them to be used responsibly.
That was scooter owner Marty Meaney ending that report.